I'm Larry Carrasel with Arts Focus. The Dayton Contemporary Dance Company will present Remember the Time, highlights from a number of works presented by DCDC over the years. Performances are at the Victoria Theater, October 26th and 27th. And joining me on this edition of Arts Focus is Associate Artistic Director of DCDC, Carrion Blair, and Touring Director, Kevin Ward.
This is our fall show, and we're looking back at some of our past victories, some of the great works that we have amassed in over 56 years, and we're putting those back up on stage. These works have home by Tommy Waheed Evans. It comes back from its premiere, I believe that was February of 23, and Double Dutch and Broken Levees was premiered in 2017. The last work on the program, Sets and Chasers, was originally premiered in 1999, which was the 100th anniversary of the birth of Duke Ellington, and we're bringing it back on the 125th anniversary of his birth.
Carrion, tell me about your position as the Associate Artistic Director.
For me, Associate Director is someone who really helps shape the vision of the company, and that is aesthetically, that's energetically, that's spiritually, and someone who really tries to push forward the experience of the audience and this experience of the artists on stage.
And do you have a say in what performances take place throughout the season?
Yeah, I do. I have a say. We all have a say on the administration staff. And I am getting more comfortable with my say as well. But yes, I have a say, and I have a viewpoint and an opinion, and I'm blessed that it's received well.
How long have you been with DCDC?
I came to DCDC first in 2005, I think, as a summer internship participant, and Kevin was my teacher. And then once I graduated from Howard University in 2009, I moved to Dayton and was a part of our second company, DCDC2, and then first company in 2012, I think.
Tell me more about the performances coming up this weekend with DCDC.
They are fun, and the night will take you on an emotional roller coaster. There's ups and downs and in-betweens, but it's really a testament to the company's diversity, both in the artistry that we present and the company artists, but also in the pieces themselves. Each piece has its own vibration. Each piece has its own peaks and valleys. And so you really get to see what a repertory company looks like with DCDC, with each piece having its own world, so to speak.
What else is coming this season with DCDC?
We have our home concerts, one in at the end of this month, and then a couple next calendar year in 2025, as well as our second company, DCDC2, has their main stage concert as well. And then we're touring. We just came back from the Joyce Theater in New York City, which was amazing. We've got a couple other tour stops lined up. You can find everything on our website, dcdc.org.
It's exciting. The dancers themselves are, and I was at the Joyce premiere performance in this last week, and the dancers are on fire. This is a collection of some of the most beautiful, brilliant, and technically assured dancers you're going to see on stages in Dayton, Ohio this year.
The Dayton Contemporary Dance Company presents Remember the Time this weekend, Saturday, October 26th at 7:30 p.m. and Sunday the 27th at 4 at the Victoria Theater. Get more details at daytonlive.org and at dcdc.org. I'm Larry Carrasel. Arts Focus is a production of Discover Classical.